Howdy, all you listeners out there. Welcome to the Kickin' It Podcast. I'm your host, Michael, and with me this week, I've got my two friends, Ian and Pierce, and we would like to thank you all for joining in. Any new listeners out there, thank you so very much for checking us out. We hope you enjoy the show. Drop us a line on our social media pages. Facebook, we are at the Kickin' It Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Kickin' It Podcast, and you can always drop us a good old-fashioned email, kickinit.podcast@gmail.com. For all you new listeners out there, here's how things work. We like to talk about the best and the worst Kickstarter projects out there. Some of them are really awesome. Some of them are like WTF, mate. We don't know. Yeah, so that's kind of how things work. We like to joke. We like to mess about. But ultimately, it's all about projects we really love and feel passionate about. And we like to get the word out and support them as best we can. So enjoy this week's episode and shoot us a line.
Oh, whatever.
These blurred lines.
What does that mean?
It's the song, the Robin Thicke song.
Oh, I hate you.
Which were...
I hate Robin Thicke.
It's more that Weird Al did such a good parody.
Jesus.
So the tune is stuck in my head, but the Weird Al lyrics are stuck in my head. It's called Word Crimes.
Who's Weird Al?
You don't know who Weird Al is?
Welcome to the Kickin' It Podcast, everybody.
You're lame.
Roll call, go!
Pierce!
Michael!
Ian!
Yeah!
Woo!
Hey, guys.
So, who here would not like a cup of coffee right now? It is 8 o'clock Thursday night. We've all worked long days. Well, did you work today, Pierce?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Otherwise, I was going to be very angry with you.
I did work today.
I don't know. You seemed a little happy and spry. I kind of thought maybe...
Oh, it's giddy. I got 5 hours sleep last night.
Lucky.
Okay.
You're lucky.
But I passed my certification test.
Please,
on Tuesday.
Please don't hit the table with your fist. Congratulations, but stop.
I passed my first
that.
Test. I got one more.
Good job. As I was saying, who amongst us would not like a cup of coffee right now?
I would love a cup of coffee right now.
That'd be great.
I found a great new little Kickstarter called the Smash Cup.
Smash Cup?
Yeah.
I see where you're going.
Ah.
Yeah. It's a reusable coffee cup that collapses once you're done with it.
I saw this.
Yeah.
You showed me this.
Yeah, I showed it to you last week and didn't make the cut, but this week we're talking about it.
I really like this idea, and I'm waiting for them to make
a bigger cup
and make it compatible with Windows Phone.
So the biggest one that they make is only 12 ounces. That's ridiculous.
Well, I think it's ridiculous to a guy who drinks 3 pots a day, not to the general populace.
That's why I could use another cup right now as a nightcap.
I know a guy... He just carries around the pot from his coffee maker and his cup, just like this all day, and just pours one into the other.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, wow.
I need to think of doing that.
Carries the pot with him.
I'll be right back.
He does share.
Well, for me in particular, the 12 ounces would be just fine. And I don't make coffee in the morning. For one, I'm kind of lazy when I wake up. And for two, I don't want to deal with a large round plastic thermos once I'm done drinking it.
Describe what it looks like for everybody.
Yeah, so it honestly looks like kind of like a kid's sippy cup. It circles around it.
It looks like a green plastic body. Collapsible cup.
Yeah, exactly.
A plastic collapsible cup.
What I meant was camper's cup.
You know, I can chug a cup of coffee in 5 minutes, and then I have...
Oh, this is a mouthful, though. 12 ounces, for me, that's just a mouthful.
Well,
that's the one thing I would love to back these guys and give them money so that they could develop it and maybe develop larger sizes also.
Is that a stretch goal?
Yeah, is
or
that
something?
A stretch goal? Nope.
I didn't see anything. That's why I was like, oh, I'm not ready yet.
I'm pulling it out of my ass. There might be engineering difficulties to making it taller.
Probably.
Oh, I guarantee there would be.
The idea of having that collapsible cup, though, is fantastic because carrying around a bulky... coffee
exactly.
cup is just the shittiest thing on the face of the planet.
Yeah, well, like I said, I...
Especially when it's empty.
Do you hate carrying coffee cakes? Hi, I'm Billy Mays.
Aww.
I'm flubbed that.
All right, Pete. So what do you think, Michael? Are you getting this?
I am, actually. I'm going to back this maybe whenever I get a chance. It has 21 days to go. It's in no rush.
What?
And check this out. They were looking for a pledge goal of $10,000. They're already at 58 3,000. Well over. About to hit 59.
They're doing good.
Yeah, yeah. These guys are solid. They don't need our help. They're doing well. I'm buying. I'm pledging. I'm backing this thing. I'm just going to get one of them. That's all I really need. Actually, I like the idea of having two. That way I can always have a dirty one and a clean one.
Yes, always keep one dirty and one clean.
Well, listen, I just know myself.
What do you do if they're both clean?
Then you have to dirty
you
one.
You have to double fist it then.
Yeah.
And clean one immediately. It seems a little redundant, but that's how shit goes.
My coffee cups normally don't sit long enough to actually dry up and get dirty, so I could just do one. Yeah,
that's true.
I'm constantly filling
it
up.
What's good about this is, like, I do hate carrying, like, large reusable cups, and that's why, like, disposable cups are often more easier to deal with. So this would kind of take away that, I'm just going to use a disposable cup because it's more convenient, because this is getting it about as convenient and reusable as possible.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's like 7 minutes of coffee, 10 to 11 hours of annoyance of having to deal with that thing.
Is that how you measure coffee in minutes?
It's like, yep. I measure things in my life by frustration.
Yeah.
Like, how frustrated is this going to make me?
And when you think about the secondary application of this cup, where you could relieve that stress and frustration just by crushing it.
And then you get straight thrown out
and crush it again.
Hulk smash.
Comes in green.
Hey. 15 bucks for the starting pledge.
But 15? Wait.
15, that's pretty reasonable, man.
That's reasonable for, travel coffee cup prices.
Oh, yeah. I would get the 21 and get the limited edition Kickstarter.
I kind of want that limited edition
Kickstarter.
Dude, I just
want the limited edition one.
Because it's red, blue,
it's green and black.
Pink. Oh, I see that.
Yep.
Limited edition.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely backing this bad boy.
So everyone knows that you were in on it before it was cool?
Yeah. Yep.
And you know
so you could be that
I can
hipster.
Use the term hipster now. Right?
that is an accurate
that's
term.
An appropriate.
Wait.
That's an
appropriate Everybody.
Message.
Pierce, please, what would this be described as?
Hipster.
Thank you.
Canned applause.
Kinda like Ian's hat today.
Yeah.
How's my hat hipster?
It's
extra, extra. Read all about it.
Say, Sonny, got a nickel?
Truman takes us to war. I'm sorry, not Truman. Roosevelt.
Dude, people are going to be so angry. Again, email all your historical inaccuracy complaints to Pierce.
I amended it quickly.
You did.
Let's Ivan's see. On a doorstep.
All right, Pierce. Don't you have a food-ish related topic, mostly because we forced you to
Yes,
have
and
one
it
this week?
Is a barrel of laughs.
Wow.
No, not a barrel of laughs, but a barrel of pure joy and ecstasy.
Make note, kick Pierce in nuts.
What I have here is Sosu barrel-aged sriracha. Now, I love sriracha. It's that red hot sauce that you see often originally featured just at low-end Asian restaurants and now become this overnight sensation in relative terms.
Yeah, it's just hot sauce.
I like it. It's not just hot sauce.
It's not just hot
sauce. It's an amazing hot sauce.
It is an amazingly versatile hot sauce.
It's got a nice garlicky flavor.
It's a favorite of gourmet chefs. There's a gourmet cookbook on it. There's all sorts of recipes for it online.
A gourmet cookbook.
I made sriracha, baked mac and cheese, and possibly the most orgasmic thing. Homeroom does it, the mac and cheese place.
From San Francisco, too.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like it's local, too. But basically, they're aging sriracha in a barrel, like they would a whiskey or a Chardonnay.
It's the way hot sauce is supposed to be made, in a barrel.
Yeah, but the sriracha is mass-produced in a way that they don't have time. People are taking it.
Tabasco is, too, and they do it in barrels.
Tabasco is vinegar and tomato. That's all it is.
No, it's
bullshit.
Peppers. You ever seen that episode of
it's
How It's Made?
It's a pepper. I love How It's Made, but I haven't seen that now.
Okay.
Because
that's real hot sauce.
To Netflix.
So, Pierce, I have one complaint here.
Hmm.
And it's that the project has been funded, which is great, but it's closed, and then there's still no kind of pre-orders here.
Yeah, but you guys told me to pick a food one out, and this is the only one that
was hoping you'd
stupid.
Kind of pick one that would kind of be active.
We wanted you
You told
to
me
pick.
About this like 10 minutes before.
We wanted you to
How
pick a non-technology
one?
Kickstarter, and you couldn't even find one that wasn't already backed.
Because unless I want to fund 8 potato salad Kickstarters.
Oh, by the way, if you go to their profile there's their website and you can go to their website and pre-order there.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I promised I had like 5 seconds left to go before we started.
Do you what?
It had like 5 seconds left to go before we started.
Oh, really?
No. This one? No, I'm fucking kidding you. Okay. I didn't even notice.
Okay, well, throw the website out there, Pierce. Yeah, give him a little plug.
Choose a food one. There, that's good.
Yeah, how about the website?
Yeah, give him a little plug.
The website is sosusauces.com. That's sosu, S-O-S-U, and then sauces, all one word, .com. And it's going to be a spicy good time. What's up?
You're... God damn it, Pierce! God damn it!
What?
It was like a perfect opportunity right there for you to say, and I keep my sauce on the side.
I'll have my sauce on the side.
We catchphrase. We have to edit that.
Jesus, Pierce.
Oh, wait, just from right here, just...
I'll have my sauce on the side.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, moving on from that debacle.
Hey, I got one.
Go for it.
I'm going to go back on one of these projects that me and Pierce talked about when it was us hanging out.
Okay.
I don't have any clever puns. Help me out here, Pierce.
It's a clip. Don't get me wrong. As far as clips go, it is the platonic form of clips.
Sure.
But it's a clip.
Or carabiner?
Carabiner.
It could be a chip clip, it could be a paper clip.
Carabiners are used for climbing, so I feel like since this can't be used for climbing and belaying and other words.
Does it say
that? Yeah, it does.
Does it say that? Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, this is fashion only?
Yeah, product design.
Wow.
So anyways, I backed at the $15
for climbing.
I still like it.
I backed at the $15 range so I can get 5 titanium key rings.
Five?
$50?
Five. $15.
Yeah.
One five.
You want to sell one of those my way?
I'll just give you one. Oh, Pierce doesn't get any because he did but make fun
You know,
of
I like the bottom, though, because like, it has a separation at the bottom.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I really like this carabiner, but, you know, it's $55. And I already have a key clip.
Oh, you got the little bitty clips.
What do you mean?
Like $15, you get the little key rings.
Key rings.
Yeah, not
no
the,
clips.
Not
there.
The thing itself.
Yeah, it's just key rings.
You get the consolation prize.
We talked about that. You hated the idea of having a titanium key ring. It says titanium on it, like laser engraved. Your looks of disdain will go down in infamy.
It's more of a meh.
I mean, so they have 31 days left to go. They're asking for that round number of $5,555 for their initial pledge goal.
And how much do they have, Ian?
It's $74,000. Over $74,000 they've raised.
Is this accent
so far.
Episode?
I don't know. Deliriously tired, so I don't know what's coming out of my mouth.
You know, if I were them and I put a Moz goal like that and I got that much money, I'd be like, well, fuck, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, if they got the same sense of guilt as me, they'd feel bad using it to, like, buy a car.
No, they just
it back in.
With that much money, they get, they can make a larger first production run.
Exactly.
At a cheaper price.
Yeah.
So, they actually still make a lot of money off of something like this. They're set.
I agree, I don't like it for 55, but...
It is a chunk of titanium.
All these ones.
It is. It is.
I'm sounding like a broken record.
Sound like Pierce over there. Titanium.
It's a clip.
What's the next one?
So the next one is...
That's me.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah. Wait your turn.
Okay, go.
Pierce is... Michael is laying down the law. I don't take kindly to your type around here.
We don't like line cutters here, boy. All right, so I've got the RIL eyewear.
Ooh.
So these, we all are familiar with how popular Google Glass is getting now. It's becoming more available to the masses.
They're not popular.
They are.
It is awesome. I had one for like 3 weeks. I got it on the Explorer program, and I was going to keep it, but it was before the return period, and I had to make a car payment. It was totally awesome. You do look like a dork, and you just got to accept that. But, oh.
And for all you dorks out there, I have got some frames for you. And so they're frames and sunglasses that work with or without Google Glass. And I'll tell you what, I like those frames. You don't like them, do you? And I'm looking at your face. You are not impressed.
I haven't looked at this yet. What's it called? You haven't said the name for it yet.
Yeah, I did.
You said real eyewear.
I said R-I-L.
You're on the right
part. R-I-L. Never mind. I don't know. It's glasses.
And I heard Google was working.
Google Glass. Well, then you have no say in this because you are biased.
Right, right.
Well, you know, for someone who likes a clip, I'm not surprised.
I like them, but what about you, Pierce? I think they're actually pretty good-looking frames. Yeah. And they actually work very well. If you see the little GIF, how the dude seamlessly is throwing out his Google Glass to that.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
look, it's really easy.
The thing is, Google's already designing one that's specifically to fit on frames, and these just look like they're jumping the gun, and it's going to get outmoded by whatever new system
they are make they for here glass. Now, Pierce?
No.
Are they here now, Pierce?
But
is
if
Google Glass here now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it still in beta program?
It's still developing.
But, know, like, it's so easy
it's
to
easier
get on
to get
it now.
You just gotta, like...
Yeah,
how much does Google Glass cost?
Like, about 3,000.
Cool. I'm gonna buy an accessory for that.
It's like 1,500.
Oh, is it?
That's
even
more remarkable.
It's 1,500.
Well, it felt like a value of 3,000 to me.
I bet. I don't have Google Glass myself, let me say that. But, I don't know, I wouldn't. If someone gave me Google Glass, I would definitely rock it, but I'm not going to pay that much for it.
Oh my god. It was cool. I got to do the pickup at, like, the Google office here. Yeah. Not the one in Mountain View, but the one in San Francisco.
City, yeah.
And you go in, it was, like, really nice. They had, like, fancy tables. All the Google employees are wearing glass on little Chromebooks. Like, oh, hi, how can I help you? Would you like
a
beer?
Take a picture?
Yeah. Would you like a beer? Would you like a soda? Here, come on.
I'm surprised they had soda.
I got this cute girl to show me how it works. It was awesome.
I don't know if you're happy about the Google Glass, that cute girl.
I'm happy about the Google Glass, actually. I'm married.
So yeah, back to the product at hand here.
Yeah, anyways.
We can just talk about how cool Google Glass is. I mean,
The price point on this for the Pledge is kind of pricey, but relatively speaking, for frames, that's a pretty good deal. $175?
Mm. Yeah.
That's not that bad.
For frames, yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, I think they're pretty good-looking frames.
What, do they just stamp them out of a... They just CNC them out of a plate of metal? Is that what this is? That's crazy.
How are they made normally?
Well, normally pieces are made independently. They completely cut the whole thing out like it's a pair of 3D glasses.
Not sure. But I still think it's a pretty good value. It's got 13 days left with... trying to hit a goal of 15,000, though. So, and they're at $3,600, so I don't know about these guys.
Yeah.
Well, I like it. It's actually, look at it, it's a Kickstarter staff pick, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a $175 accessory for your $1,500 product. I like it.
I think, I think in the Venn diagram of things, you've got people who don't want to look dorky and want to buy cool frames, and you got people who don't care and like Google Glass, and there's very little overlap. Because if you like Google Glass, I think you typically accept the idea you're going to look like a dork no matter what.
Sure. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with that.
I don't care what people think.
Now, I found this really rocks my socks. This is the Ink Case Plus. It's an e-ink screen for an Android phone. So basically, it's a case for your phone with an e-ink screen overlay. So you know how Kindle's screen is meant to be comfortable to read and looks more like real paper? That's the kind of screen they're talking about. And so if you're the kind of student who tries to use e-books for everything and doesn't have a tablet, this is perfect to keep it comfortable for your eyes if that's an issue for you. And even if you don't care about staring at a lit-up screen as much, it saves on battery. So it's ridiculously useful.
Holy
either
shit.
Way.
This is the first time of me actually looking at everything. I'm looking at the GIFs. That is definitely not how I thought it worked.
Right. And it's just, it's...
What, it, just from the way that he described it, or...?
I don't know. To be honest, I only listen to Pierce half the time.
It uses Bluetooth to cast the screen there.
Yeah.
Or it's not a full screen. I think it's a custom sort of a program, but it...
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, it... Oh my god, it's so cool, because you realize how much power you save, because every time, instead of just clicking on your phone to check the time, it wastes a certain amount of power. This wastes power minimally. For a point of reference, a Kindle can stay charged for a month.
Yeah.
Of regular
use. I mean, this is a...
Use.
You're pretty much turning your smartphone into a mini Kindle.
Yeah, it's perfect. I think it's a good compromise.
It's just funny to me that, like, kind of low-tech is great.
Yeah, no, it's that's why it's great. It's a very simple kind of low tech thing that just drastically improves your experience.
Tech is high tech, my friend.
If you're reading in such a nice way, yeah, it's one of those things like, well, why didn't someone do this sooner? You know,
it is pretty fucking large.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to figure out what this thing is. What is this?
It's an e-ink screen for your phones. It takes
Think of it more as like another smaller phone.
It's a second monitor.
Yeah.
For your phone.
For your phone that is an e-ink screen. So like a Kindle screen. Hmm. So it casts it onto there for, you know, uses such as reading.
How much does this thing weigh?
Let me see. It weighs less than 45 grams, which means nothing to me. 45 grams in ounces.
I had that figured out.
Is 1.6 ounces. So that's pretty damn light. I mean, the technology isn't very heavy. Light. And the technology doesn't require a lot of batteries either, which that really brings down the weight.
Because there's no backlight. It's not backlit.
I hate how bulky this makes your
phone. That's why you also have your phone with you. That's the advantage here. Because with a Kindle, you got the same issue. You can't use
the backlight. That's a good point, though. There should be a backlight on this, like my Pebble Watch.
But you can't do that with an e-ink screen.
Why?
It's because that's... Yeah, you can. Because the reason it hurts your eyes... What?
Amazon does it.
Really?
My Pebble is the same
shit. Kindle Fire does it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not an e-ink screen.
They have an e-ink one that has backlit so that you can read it in the dark.
Let me see. Kindle Fire is a backlit LCD screen. There's no e-ink option.
That's the Kindle Fire.
Kindle Fire.
Yeah, Amazon has another
Kindle
one.
Paper.
Yeah, whatever the
paper
name
white.
Is for
paper
it.
White. The Kindle Paper White.
I see. So yeah, there's a backlight to it.
See?
But the thing is, you
I
have,
told you.
The thing is...
I told him.
We both told him. All
right.
Okay,
high five.
No, you're right. It's whatever still. But you still have your phone with a light on it. So if you really want to use... You read anyway, you still got your phone with you. You're not hampered by just having a Kindle. It seamlessly can easily combine two the functionality.
You gonna get one?
No, I'm poor.
How much is it?
It is...
Oh, that's not terrible.
Let me see. The first...
All the early birds are gone.
The early birds are gone. The limited edition is... Oh, those are for five of them. Hold on.
$89.
Yeah. Yep. So, and Kindle
Paperwhite. That's not terrible.
Cost. No, that's a fucking good price for something like this.
I think it's a low price, but it's not terrible.
I mean, yeah.
That's well than acceptable. A little higher on the acceptable range for me, but then again, I'm not crazy about it. It's okay.
And Paperwhite costs $120.
Mm-hmm. It's also bigger. It's book size.
Yeah, but you have to. It's a whole separate device.
It has a backlit. And it has backlit. Screen.
You can't sync it with your phone like that.
So this is for.
The thing is, you can use your web browser.
We know, Pierce. We know, man.
This is for digital books, right?
You can use it with other stuff too. You see them with their pictures on there. You use it for other e-book articles and stuff. And
listen,
you're not just
what
stuck.
Catalog do you get your digital books from for this device?
I haven't looked into that.
Yeah, okay. Amazon.
Oh no, this device.
You just use your phone.
Well, yeah. They
wherever
make
wherever app you have on your phone. I mean, it's not bad. I can see the market for it. And regardless of what we think, Ian, it's funded.
Yeah.
It's well
it's over. It's well funded. So you guys, you can have your own opinions, but...
Yeah.
I
don't think it's that great. It's okay.
This thing is cool. You guys don't get it.
Yeah,
anyway,
I don't. Hmm.
So for people of the opposite orientation, we have something more for the partier. It's of a similar concept. It's called the C-Pulse.
What is the C-Pulse?
It's the world's first smart LED lighting case for Android.
Now, how's that spelled?
C.
Make
it funny.
This was an earlier conversation that we had where he was talking. What was the project?
It was the click belt.
Yeah, the click belt. And he's all like, "Yeah, you should check out this click belt." And I go, "How do you spell it?" And he goes, "K." And I go, "I'm not even going to bother." They don't even know how to spell a product.
So his joke now is that does it have a K in it? You know, so it's C Pulse with a C.
I'm sorry, this shit's never getting funded.
No, it isn't. But it's
what
neat.
Is it? Hang on, let me get.
It's ridiculous. It's a fun concept. It's too expensive for it to be worth it.
No. Even if some people did want to do it, look at how much they're asking to hit. Look at their pledge goal.
It's ridiculous.
Oh!
Yeah, exactly.
But it's fun. Just look, I'm not, like I said, I'm not behind this, but it's like on the opposite.
So let's say how much. They're asking for $350,000 for a cell phone accessory.
Yeah. But it's funny. It's like on the opposite. Whereas,
tell us about why it's funny.
Because with the Inkcase Plus, you got, the person gently, you're just reading their newspaper on the subway tram, calm, or in the library, whatever. And on the other side, you got the douchebag with a lighting flashing thing on his phone. So every time he gets a text, it flashes bright lights at you like you're at a Daft Punk concert or something. And the music has like Skrillex or some sort of dubstep to it on the video. It's just... It shows it being used more like a traditional alarm clock at lighting up with bright lights and like a ticker.
They got a picture of a kid.
Reading you the text.
They got a picture of a kid sitting in her bassinet. Looks like she's freaking out from, what is that light?
Then you got a bunch of douchebags at a party just like, oh, look at this. We got lights.
Are they confirmed douchebags?
They're French.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, in the beginning... Like, you gotta get through the two French guys talking.
I gotta say, Michael has the best reactions.
The videos. Fun. Anyway, it's a neat idea. So your phone just fits into it. It doesn't support Windows Phone. And it looks like it's only for Android, so that's awesome.
So screw you, iPhone.
That's pretty much like limit your marketplace.
Right. But like you said,
I mean, if anything, they should have tried to go. For Apple.
It needs to be like a quarter of the price for its. It's ridiculous.
How about try a pledge of like $20,000 and maybe let's talk.
Android has 40% of the market share in Europe, so that makes sense.
Globally, yes. Actually, I mean globally. Well,
Mind you, this is in the United States they have like 45%.
Yeah, but globally Android dominates.
Apple is like 43%.
Well, if you want to talk about fun things, I have got one peach of a Kickstarter project. It is the Core FX Gaming Vest. Check it out. KOR-FX. Basically, it's haptic feedback. It's a haptic feedback system. And for those of you that are not familiar with haptic feedback systems, basically, it's just vibrations based on auditory stimuli.
No!
How cool is it? So it's kind of a small little vest. So imagine like a bulletproof vest.
It looks like a bulletproof
vest. It stops at the nipples. Stops the nipples.
It makes sure to vibrate on your nipples.
It looks like a V-bra, but with straps.
Well, then it doesn't look like a
V-bra. What was that thing called again?
It's called the V-bra.
V-bra.
But the point of the V-bra was it didn't have straps.
Exactly.
So you're just trying to reach for it.
It looks like a sports bra with all
the extra. I don't care. I think I'm actually going to pledge and get one of these bad boys. I don't know. It's an investment.
You pair this with, like, the Oculus Rift, and you're having a good
time. Actually, no, it's not.
And the OmniPad.
Yeah, it's only $150.
Huh?
It's only $150 to get one. Dude, check this out.
Price.
Basically, this works with any system, any gaming system, any platform. PC, like, Wii.
There's nothing needed after anything. PC.
Did you just say Wii?
Yeah.
Did you mean Xbox and PlayStation?
No, it could work with Wii. It could work with Xbox and work with PlayStation.
Right.
Everything.
I don't think it does.
It does, Pierce. Did you read it?
It's platform independent. That doesn't mean it's supported. Yeah, someone went on the Wii.
Did I say supported? I didn't. I know for a fact I did not say supported. I said it works.
Pierce, you're ugly.
Well, that's just me. No.
Thanks for that soundbite, Michael.
You're welcome. I said it works with all of them. I didn't say it was supported. I said it works. And it works through the audio output, through the TV or any other device.
Oh, it reads the sound levels in like a visualizer.
Yes. But it does it in a very intelligent way. So for people playing first-person shooter games, like I do, it will not only will you get the feedback from recoil of the gun, actually, like, against your chest, if you get shot, and even when you're walking and moving, it, like, vibrates when you're moving to replicate that whole thing.
So, not a good idea if you have heart problems.
Well, probably anything isn't good if you have heart problems these days.
But I just... No, it's a cool idea. It's a cool idea, and I like it, and trust me, if you got... the money to spare, and you have like, if you want to do like a full immersion thing, this would be the perfect.
Stop touching the desk.
That's what he's talking about. He wants to get in full immersion.
Perfect.
I do.
This would be the perfect accessory for that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's not like they're asking for $500 or anything. It's $150.
No, that's reasonable.
That kind is of a totally reasonable pledge amount.
That's a really reasonable price for a video game accessory.
Dude, I thought they would be like $350, $400. I figured it'd be around that price range.
The Oculus Rift is for like...
How much is the Oculus Rift?
It's new dev kit to Oculus Rift.
Did you just Google dev kit?
That's because the kind they're selling now. They don't have a retail version, so it's a dev kit, and they're releasing dev kit too. It's $350.
I'm sure you could have just typed in Oculus.
Yeah, but I don't have my mouse, so
that
I need to be able to get...
That looks completely different than what the original Kickstarter project looked
like. It's DevKit 2.
Okay.
It's the updated version.
Did you back this product?
Not yet. I'm not still on the fence. I think I'm going to do it, though. It's
payday.
So...
Waiting on payday?
I got paid.
That's kind of how I do
But I don't know. I gotta shit or get off the pot soon, though, because there's only 6 days left.
When I backed the hand grade clip project thing, I was like, oh, I'll wait until payday.
Yeah.
Okay, $15. All right. That's cool.
Well, here's the thing. It's awesome because it has far exceeded its initial pledge amount. It wanted $75,000. They're at $149,000.
$149,000?
Yeah.
And they were only asking $75,000? Tech stuff, they normally ask a lot more for tech stuff.
Oh, they could have gotten away with it, man. And, like, everyone is all about this. At CES, it was just a huge raved about. Popular Science, you know, Gadget Review, Gizmo, and Gadget, they all think it's pretty cool. And I wish I could test this out before buying it. Not that it would sway me either way. I just would like to know how awesome it was, because I'd probably do it right away.
Should have gone down to E3 this year.
Yeah, the Game Developers Conference has already gone too.
Yeah, let's see. And it looking at a
Core FX.
Let's see, a September delivery date. Wow, that's quick.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you look at it, pretty much looks like they've got it down. It's final. It's ready. They just need some extra cash income.
Yeah, they got a lot of videos of people like reviewing it.
Yeah, I mean, this is
showing it off at the expos and stuff. They probably have a production line ready to
go to
manufacture them. They just need to fill their first order.
Yep. Dude, yeah. These guys are, they looks like they've got their, crossed their T's and dotted their I's.
And you get one of these, and then you go get your Oculus Rift, and then you go get your Omnipad, and you are in full submersion there.
Definitely. Does the Oculus come with headphones?
Well, I don't know. Pierce is Googling.
Not a big deal. I've got Turtle Beaches.
Click, click, click.
Does it come with headphones?
No, no, sorry.
You know, you could have your own headphones for it, too.
No.
No? Yeah, I didn't think so. I mean, that's not a...
So you strap your Turtle Beaches on and...
I guess that's not too bad.
Trust me, you don't... It's better that it's Oculus Rift doesn't have headphones on it, because then you wouldn't be stuck with shitty headphones.
Yeah, exactly.
When you'd want to spend, like, some money on, like, some nice grottos or something.
Grottos?
Grottos.
What?
Grotto headphones are just nice headphones.
Oh. Didn't know that was a brand of headphones. Well, then let's talk about this thing. It's called the Coolest Cooler.
It is cool.
It's the 21st century cooler that's actually cooler. Let me ask you something.
Yeah, yeah.
When was the last time you saw somebody bring a cooler to somewhere?
2 weekends ago?
Oh, well, fuck you. Thanks for shitting on my point.
Sorry.
I don't remember the last time that I saw a cooler.
But no one's had a cooler that's worth the hassle before. This cooler is worth the hassle.
I don't want to think of hassle with a product ever.
Well, that's the thing. You don't have to with this.
Yeah, but
it's worth
still
the hassle, which is
easy,
minimal.
Anthony Sullivan.
Because
I've made a reference to a live promoter.
The Coolest Cooler, just as an overview, it redesigned of the cooler for the modern day. It has a removable separator in the center so that you can separate your beer and your meats if you so choose, or keep ice on one side, or do other things. I can't describe it. There's just so many things to this thing that he did right. There's a blender on top of it. It actually has something that you can strap stuff onto instead of it just falling off the top like it does on a cooler, because you think, oh, that would be a good thing to haul things on, but it's not, because they all just slide off. He's thought of that. He even put a fucking phone charger on it and Bluetooth speakers. Oh, and it's waterproof. And on the outside, I mean.
Don't forget about the 20
waterproof
spinner
on the
rims.
Inside. No, not the 20 spinner rims, the wide tread tires that are meant to handle, you know, it's actually meant to handle itself. Because how many times I have had coolers which just, these wheels are fucking worthless. These wheels are not worthless. It's got a bottle opener on it. I mean, it sounds stupid, but I can't tell you the number of times like I've had coolers and there's no bottle opener on it, and this just seems like the obvious fix.
Just to hear your excitement level over this.
Oh,
yeah. It's just like
I question how long the damn battery lasts.
There's a light inside the case, so if it's
exactly
dark, you can find which beer you're looking for.
That's my argument. There's a fucking blender, there are goddamn head speakers, there's a light. What the fuck else does it charge your goddamn iPod?
Bluetooth speakers.
Bluetooth, I mean...
It drives you to the park as well.
Well, you know...
How long is this thing going to last?
Two minutes?
I'm going to blend one pitcher of margaritas, and I'm going to be pissed off because I can't listen to Jimmy Buffett. That's what I'm envisioning. I'm envisioning a day full of anger and frustration because I can't get my margarita and Jimmy Buffett on.
See... I've seen an awful lot.
I've got a half-blended margarita.
I got no cheeseburger in fucking paradise.
And Jimmy Buffett's starting to sound like he has downs.
Well, I can't speak to battery life. I know you can do an awful lot with just like a car battery size thing in there.
The CIA has taught us that.
But I imagine if you don't use the blender, it's good Bluetooth speakers probably.
Yeah, right. Excuse me.
If you think about the size of a phone or a Bluetooth device, that doesn't take too much. Bluetooth is designed because it's low power.
Sure, I guess. I just think of how long the battery my phone lasts, and it's not that long.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Talk to HTC.
Or Android operating system.
So, I mean, I just think it's great because he thought of like the good stuff, and all the little stuff is taken into consideration.
Listen, this is a well-crafted cooler. The point being, though, he put way too much electronics on it and not enough battery power, in my opinion.
How do you know?
Because he flippantly answered the question of how long does this damn battery life last. He's just circumvented it and gave specs. Didn't give a fucking real answer.
Well, because you give those numbers, they're always wrong. That's why you give them in proper,
where's the
milliamps, hours, 3,000. So that's like a standard, I think my phone's battery is 3,000 as well.
You tell me if that thing, how many fucking pictures of margaritas and how long that blender's going to be crushing ice. How long is that thing going to run?
I'm
really kind of
thinking you're going to get one.
You get maybe two. Maybe two frozen margaritas.
I think two.
Or frozen daiquiris.
So run a cord from your car.
Well, then what's the point?
Exactly.
So what? If he takes out the blender and you just have a regular awesome cooler, okay.
Yeah, honestly, I would like that way better. Take the fucking blender out and simplify. Sometimes simple is better.
Well,
have some
like,
speakers and charge
well,
your fucking
phone. That was my whole point with the whole thing.
Take the damn blender
off.
You
don't have to use the blender.
That was my whole point with the whole thing.
It's a little open.
What's wrong with just taking a regular cooler out with you and then bringing your own speakers?
That too.
Now, see, here's the thing. What he does improve is, you know, how it wheels,
How's it? What? That there are two wheels?
That's been done. No, the wheels. It's designed for better portability. Uses its space better. It's just you have to look at it. There's just so much on it.
I do like the divider. That's kind
of. It's a removable divider.
It is nice. I kind of like
removable.
It. At the same time, fuck it.
Anyways,
it comes with a ceramic knife.
What?
It comes with a ceramic cutting knife.
Where does it say that?
On the lid.
It does. It's on the lid.
Does it come with plates? Is that a fucking plate?
It comes with little fucking camping plates. Are you telling me that this is not better than your regular ass cooler?
First of all, I don't own a cooler.
Yeah, me neither.
I do.
Listen,
anyway.
Mine has a handle on it and it carries just fine.
Exactly. The bottle opener on it, that's probably the best. That and the tie down, the two best things.
I got a bottle opener in my pocket.
The tie down, the bottle opener. And even if you don't use the blender, the Bluetooth speakers and the USB charging are great. The
removable
divider.
Is that a fucking Jambox?
Yeah, it looks like a... Is that what they call
a
Jambox?
Jambox?
It does look like a Jambox.
Is that the speaker? Is he just giving you a Jambox?
It's a portable Bluetooth speaker.
It's built in.
I have one in my bathroom.
It's not tape?
I have one in my bathroom. You just take it wherever you want it, along with the cooler.
Yeah.
That doesn't have all the bells and whistles.
It's probably like some... Chinese knockoff.
Some people
jambox.
Like
right, right.
Some people.
I'll
like
say if it was a real
jambox,
I
like bells and whistles.
So you gonna back this one?
No, I'm poor.
Oh, when's first shipment come out? October? October.
Just in time for winter.
Oh, wait a minute. Those are for t-shirts. Oh. Let's see. February.
Well, that's even better.
Springtime.
Of 05. February 05.
It's not like it matters in California.
You mean 2015. What? You said 05.
Does it really matter when the cooler comes out?
015 is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Sorry, deliriously 2005. Tired. Deliriously tired.
Well, I think that wraps it up for today. So make sure you check us out on Facebook at Kickin' It Podcast. On Twitter, it's at Kickin' It Podcast.
Yep.
Email, it's kickinitpodcast@gmail.com. Can you
tell Wait, actually, I think you got the email address.
Kickin' It Podcast?
Kickin' It Dot.
Kickin' It Dot Podcast.
I'm sorry, Kickin' It Dot Podcast.
And the at Kickin' It Podcast is for Twitter.
Yeah, that's so bad.
Thank you, everyone, for checking us out this week.
You guys have a good night.
Good night.
Later, guys.
And we'll see you next week.